for all the mothers
that are here. Let me say thank you, each and every one, for who you are, what you've done, sacrifices you made, even though it may not seem like a sacrifice, but yet everything that you've done to be the godly mother that you are. Can I say, if there's ever a time that we do need godly mothers in our land today, it is today. With everything that's going on around us, and you'll sort of find to get a little bit of that in the message this morning. If you'd like, Lord, how to bring to you today. Turn your Bibles just for a little bit. The book of Exodus chapter number 2. Exodus chapter number 2. Exodus chapter number 2. I want to read 10 verses and bring to you just a thought. I appreciate being the fact that we are celebrating Mother's Day, and I'm reminded of a great quote by a great historian of old time. I believe he was our first president, if I remember my history right, George Washington. Amen. He said, "I am what I am because what I am, I owe it to my mama." And that was, can I say, I think we all can say that. What we are, don't get me wrong, I had a godly dad, loved my dad. Beyond measure. And Brother Philip, my brother, sitting back there, he knows exactly what I'm saying. But you had something about mama. I appreciate my mama. Just little, stature, but great in wisdom. Great in love, great in compassion. And I think each and every one of us can say the same thing about our mothers. Oh, what a blessing that God blessed us with, the mother that He blessed us with. What a great privilege it was. And it is today that we owe that. And maybe the message we're going to preach this moment, or today, sort of sets the stage. And I guess the title I want to put on the message would be just simply, "Thank You, Mom." Thank you, Mom. And I believe there's a time we need to thank our mothers. I believe it is today. It is each and every day. Not just today, but each and every day. But we see that in this precious story about this individual. The Bible said in the book of Exodus chapter number 2. The Bible said this, "And there went out a man, when a man of the house of Levi took to wife a daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw him that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. And when she could not no longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes, and daubed it with slime and with pitch, and put the child therein. And she laid it in the flags by the river's brink. And his sister stood afar off to wit what would be done to him. And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river. And her maiden walked along by the river's side. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child. Behold, the babe wept. And she had compassion on him and said, 'This is one of the Hebrew children.' Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, 'Shall I go call to thee a nurse of the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for thee?' Pharaoh's daughter said to her, 'Go, And the maid went and called the child's mother. Pharaoh's daughter said to her, 'Take this child away and nurse it for me. Now I will give thee thy wages.' And the woman took the child and nursed it. And the child grew, and she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter, and she became her son. And she called his name Moses, and she said, 'Because I drew him out of the water.'" Father, we thank you for the reading of thy precious word. God, I pray for just a little while, Father, help us to be able to, open up the scripture with your help. With your power, with your anointing, God, the way we need to be opened up, to be able to see, God, the very truth of what was done here, God, by this precious mother. God, I pray, Father, help us to proclaim it in such a way. God, may the Holy Spirit take the words and apply it to each and every one of our hearts that we may be able to use it. God, in the day and age that we live, God, to realize how blessed and how fortunate how we are. But also, Lord, what a great responsibility and great need there is in the land for people like this. And Father, I want to praise you, uplift you, glorify you, what you've done, what you're about to do. This we ask in thy name we pray. Amen and amen. Everybody knows the story of Moses and what was going on, what happened. But don't you understand here the time that God had allowed the children of Israel, God had allowed Jacob and his family to go down into the land of Egypt because of Joseph's provision for them, and how God had miraculously provided a way of life for them, and how that Jacob and all his family came down. They became a part of the Egyptian landscape. They began to grow and they began to multiply. God's hand was upon Jacob and his family to the point that all the land of Egypt was blessed because, amen, the hand of God was upon the Israelite people. What the Egyptians did not know was that God had a plan in mind. And can I say what this world does not know? That God has a plan in mind. Those of us that know the Lord, amen, know that God's plan is evident. God's plan, amen, is being shown each and every day. But the world in itself does not understand the plan of God, even as the Egyptians did. We see that, amen, in Exodus chapter number 1 and verse number 8. The Bible says this, "Now there rose up a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph." In other words, this king did not know the story of Joseph. He did not understand the people of Joseph. They even got to the point where God was blessing his people so much that they were multiplied in such a fast pace that the Egyptian king began to get worried that they would take over the land. So he began to put them under taskmaster, began to put them under bondage, and made them go to work, and made slaves out of them to the point where he was afflicting the people of God. Then it comes a time when God began to hear that affliction. God began to hear his people, and God had a plan, and that plan come through this mother. I like that. That plan come through this mother. You'll do some turning of the history of the lineage. You'll find out her name was Jochebed. Amen. She was an Israelite woman. Amen. No doubt she knew God. You could tell that by the choices she made. And I want to preach upon that fault. If you look at the Israelite nation, even you and I today, how we can look back and say, thank you, Mom. Maybe like Moses, amen, after he heard all what his mama did later on in years, how, amen, God miraculously through the wisdom and through the dare, the dangerous choices that his mama made and her devoted love that she had for them to the point, amen, he looked back and said, Mama, it's because of you I am where I am. Just like George Washington said, all I am I owe to my mama. I believe Moses could say that very same thing. Don't get me wrong, it was through the hand of God. Misunderstand me. But yet she made those choices. She did things that was out of the ordinary. That was even dangerous at that moment. But yet she did it because of the love that she had for her child. Not only could Moses say, thank you, Mom, but I believe the nation of Israel. Amen. Later on could look back to Jacob and say, thank you, Mom. I mean, we all can look back and say, thank you, Mom. Can I say today, we can look at our own mothers and what they go through, and some of the difficult situations they're put in, amen, to raise you and I, the things that they've done that may not have been popular in their life, but yet they had the love and the dedication to do what they had to do, so that we can look back, amen, and say, thank you, Mom. And I believe we all can say that. First of all, don't you look, amen, upon, we can say, thank you, Mom. In the midst of a difficult situation, difficult circumstance. Here, Jochebed was in the midst of a different circumstance. If you look in chapter 1, you'll find out that how the king made a decree, King Pharaoh made a decree, how that all the male under 2 years old were to be put to death. Gilad wrote a decree that everyone that was born, if he was a boy under 2 years old, they were to be put to death. Why? Because he feared, amen, the Israelite people. He feared how they were multiplying, how that God was blessed to the point. Amen. He gets to listen, if they get too much, amen, they'll overthrow my king. They're a threat to me. And because they were a threat to him, he wrote that decree out. And I say we're living in the world today. You look at some of the laws and some of the choices that our government, amen, and folks are trying in our states are making. Amen. Sort of reminds me of the same thing. I believe we're living in a time where, amen, there's leaders that don't know the Lord. Amen.
These people in the nation today, amen, don't acknowledge God and what He's done how throughout the history of America, and how He's blessed America, and how He's blessed her father, and how He's blessed her forefathers. Just like Pharaoh, I believe we're living in a time that our leader, our political leader today, just like Pharaoh, they're rolling the king that did not know Joseph. No, they don't know the story of what Jesus has done, and how He's blessed our land, how He's blessed our nation, how He's blessed even the heathen nation because of God. And he was during that difficult time. Jochebed was, hey man, going to raise give birth to this one by the name of Moses. Oh, I want you to understand, it was a difficult time. Why? Because, amen, the leaders of the land were against the Israelites. How they didn't believe in their God. They didn't believe in the God's plan. How they didn't believe in the blessing that God wanted to do. Hey, man, they were against, hey, man, God's people. Can I say that we're living in a land, hey, man, if you look, amen, we're living in a time that Christianity is getting to the point where they're getting at an all-time low. Folks are being criticized, being critical because, amen, that we are Christians. We have chose to put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ through salvation. And because of that, Christianity is under attack more and more each and every day in the land that we live. So like it was back then. Amen. Reminds you a lot, don't it? Can I say, but it was during that difficult situation that this lady by the name of Jochebed, amen, chose to give birth to Moses. And amen, I believe she gave birth to Moses. The decree had already been given. Amen. And this little child she gave birth to was about to die. Oh, can I say, Brother Perry, no doubt it broke her heart. And when she realized what she was getting this child into, the danger, hey, man, this child would be in. Can I say that it scared me as a parent? Hey, man, I believe that new parents, it scares a new parent today to know what our little ones that are coming in this world right now, what they're coming into, the danger that they face, all the dangers that they will be faced with in their life. It ought to scare us to death. Yet in the midst of that, knowing that her son had been given the decree that her son was going to die, hey man, she dared to make some choices. Thank God to put her own life, amen, in jeopardy. She dared her brother Ed to do what was what everybody else wasn't willing to do. No doubt there were many mamas there in the land of Israel that had to see their son be killed, be executed. Jochebed said, no, sir, that ain't going to happen to my son. I'm going today, even if it means my life. I'm going to do what I've got to do so that my son might live. Thank God for all the mamas, amen, that have that same, made that same daring decision in their life. I'm going to be different. I'm going to do what needs to be done, even though the world may not like it, even though it may not be popular. I'm still going to raise my children. I'm still going to do what I've got to do, even if it means my life. I'm going to see that God's plan in their life is fulfilled. It's a lot easier today. Look at the abortion rate throughout our land. It's a lot easier today. Soon to be mamas, expectant mamas, to say, well, hey man, law said it's all right. I've got the right to be able to do what I want to. And if I want to give my unborn child up to abortion, then I have that right. We're living in a time just like that. But thank God, and don't get me wrong, I know there's times under situation where, hey man, it's hard, but still there is no situation that a mama, hey man, ought to give her love, hey man, through abortion. I believe it is the right of that child to live, hey man, to do what God has intended it to do. Can I say that? Thank God for those mamas that amidst the difficult situation and circumstances, hey man, have chosen to say no, hey man, to what the law says right, say no to what everybody said you should do. Amen. And dare to make a choice that might be dangerous. Amen. People may not agree with, but yet chose to bring that child into this world, trusting in God to make the way. I know that ain't popular preaching. Can I say it's true?
Sir.
Oh, thank God that Jochebed didn't take the easy way out. Oh, well, hey man, that's the law. Hey man, and I just got to abide by it. No, no. Jochebed said, listen, I'm going to, first of all, the Bible says she hid that child. She kept it, hung around. Now I can't even imagine, trying to hide a little old boy. That cried. When it's hungry, when it's wet. I keep trying to keep that baby quiet. That's severe. So the king, the Pharaoh, the Egyptian people might hear. They didn't come and kill that child. But honey, she did whatever she had to do. Bring that child to the point that he needed to be brought to. Why? I believe it was because of the motive dedication that she had to her father. I'm talking about her heavenly father. I believe she trusted in it. God. She said, God, I may not understand what you got in mind. And not Liz to say she really didn't. But yet God had a plan in mind that allowed her to make a dedicated choice, a dedicated service to God. Our devotion to God was saying to the point, Lord, I'm just going to trust in you. The Bible said that she took that little old baby. She made an ark. Out of a bulrush or out of a reed. Put slime. And pitch in that pitch of the Table of Atonement. I believe this little ark that she made with a pitch of the ark. The Lord Jesus Christ. That same ark that was saved. That same Noah knew. But it was the same ark. It was saved. Save a nation, save a world, through the wonderful gift of salvation. Thank God she made a devoted decision. I'm going to do what I've got to do. Put him in the hands of the Lord and let God take care of him. I know there are many times in my life, Brother Philip can tell you the same thing, many times in our life, Mom and Dad had to make some difficult choices. Amen. A lot of people might not understood. But yet they did it because they knew that God had a plan for our lives. God had a plan for us. God had a purpose. Amen. Through the great, loving heart of my mom. Thank God she made some dangerous choices sometimes. Made some difficult choices sometimes. Doing it without. I remember my dad and my mom. Didn't have a lot of material possessions. Sometimes I wonder why my parents didn't come to my ball game. My dad a lot of times would come to the ball game at halftime. When they quit taking up money. I didn't realize it then, Phil, but I know now. It was because he didn't have the money. To come watch his own son play ball. But yeah, he did what he had to do to provide for us. My mama did what she had to do to provide for us. Through some difficult circumstances, and circumstances, she put aside her thing. So that we can be provided for. Thank you, Mama. Thank you. And I believe, oh, just say thank you, Mama. Oh, because of the situation she put herself in. Brother Bell, you can say the same thing about your mama. We can all go back to the memory bank and think of those times. Now our mamas sacrificed for us. Now our mamas did without so we could have. Thank you, Mama.
Right.
Thank you, Mama. Oh, many times growing up, I'd made to go to church when I didn't want to. Thank you, Mama. Many times I was made when everybody else was out playing ball or doing this. When you called in about 10 o'clock at night to read the Bible and pray every night. Right in the middle of the good game of hide and go seek. I didn't realize the boy I'd get aggravated sometimes. I look back on it and I feel I say thank you, Mama.
Yeah.
You see, it's those decisions that our parents made for us. They did without. They didn't think about their well-being. Brother, they didn't think about, hey man, they're alive or they're hell. Hey man, what they thought about was that precious son, that precious daughter that God had entrusted to them. Hey man, to do, to make the choices, to make the decision, to make the dangerous choices sometimes in the midst of difficult situations, that we might feel the love and the power of God. Bible said that she took that little baby, Moses. She put it in that ark that she'd made. And I can't imagine. Can't imagine. Brother Perry, when she knew that she was going to have to just let that child go, she just going to have to put it in the hands of God and it was out of her control, and amen, there wasn't nothing she could do anymore. Sometimes in life, as we as children grow up, there comes that time in mama's life where she has to let that children go. Whether it be through marriage, whether it be through that child moving out of the house, and boy, I know a difficult situation. Boy, I've seen my wife cry some difficult tears. Hey man, when my daughter, made a decision she's gonna get married. And realized that she's gonna have to let her go. Boy, I've seen the tears flow down her face, the hurt in her heart. I realized she's gonna have to let that precious child, go into the hands of God. It was out of her control. Out of her protection. God was going to have to be the one. And I can only imagine Jochebed began to mold that little old ark and put everything and pitch that thing, and she made that thing as safe as she could. Hey man, she finally got to the point she put that child in there. She said, I'm going to put it in the river's brink. Amen. I can imagine maybe her watching that little old boat, old ark with her child in it, flow down the stream till it got out of her sight. Oh, but yeah, she told Mary, you watch after it. It may be out of my sight. She just go ahead and watch after it for me. Yeah, man, I can imagine her just letting that little child go, but I believe, she had enough devotion, and love to God. That she knew that God would take care of him, that God would put that ark where it needed to be for the safety of that child. Because God, she knew that God had a plan for that child. Can I say it's hard sometimes, to just let go. I may not be a big control freak as a lot of folks are, but sometimes I like to be in control. I like the things to be under my hand, under my watch. When it gets to the point where I'm not in control, Brother Chris, anymore, then I have hard times with it. But honey, it is those times we've just got to, say, Lord, I know this is out of my control. Lord, it's in your hands now. Oh, help us, mamas and daddies, to make those decisions in the midst of these difficult times, to do what we've got to do to show our children the love of God and the love that God put within us for them. When it comes time, we've got to give them over to God. Help us to make that thing devoted to the decision she made. Lord, it's in your hands now. Boy, I thank God I had a precious mama. Amen. When I got big enough to make my own decisions, they may not agree with a lot of them, but yet they had to say, all right, Lord, he's in your hands. You've heard me make this statement before, and I'll make it again. I know she's not in here, but she ain't heard me say. But I'm glad, thank God, that it's because of her and the upbringing that I was under. I believe it's very part of the reason I am where I am today. It's because of her trust in the Heavenly Father to say, Lord, he's in your hand. You do what you need to do in his life. Your plan that you've got for him. Lord, you let him see that plan. And Lord, let him walk in that plan, in those steps that you have ordered for him. Lord, that you might be honored. Lord, I'll be pleased with it. Can I say today, can I say thank you, Mom? Thank you that she allowed me to be put on the watch eyes of the Holy God Amen. That you pointed me to that one that I could put my trust in. That you showed me, amen, the love of God through the life that you live. Help us parents, help us mamas, help us daddies. How to show our children the love of God and the grace of God in the life that we live. Amen. It was passed down on to us. May we pass it on down to our kids and our grandkids. That they know, may know that God has a plan for them. Now let me say this right now. I don't care how old you are. I don't care, amen, what age you are. God has a plan for you, each and one in this building today. His plans are plans of peace, plans of goodness. But what it is, we have got to follow that plan. Submit ourselves to God's plan for our lives. You're talking about the blessing of God be upon our homes, upon our lives. Church, it can be. Preacher, what can you say? Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Mom. I believe Moses could say thank you, Mom. Oh, and he got on up later on. And hey, man, in the house of Pharaoh. Hey, man, even though, hey, man, when it come time, and hey, man, everybody knows so how that, hey, man, when Pharaoh's daughter come down to the brink's edge, she sent her maidens down. Hey, man, I see what that little ark was. And when they opened it up, there was a little old child. She, that's one of the Hebrew children. Instead of bringing this, instead of giving in to her dad, hey, man, order. Hey, man, she showed mercy. She said, no, I'll come and raise this one of mine. You see, that was all part of God's plan. See, what they didn't realize, amen, that God used the enemy to raise, amen, the deliverer. The very one that would deliver the children of Israel. The very one how they were standing up against Pharaoh. The very one. Thank God, I believe old mother could say, thank you, Mom. You see, this world may not understand the plan of God. But what this world does not know is that God will use whatever He needs to do. Amen. That His plan may be fulfilled. And I believe most of us today look back and say, thank you, Mom. We find out later on, amen, she, Miriam was there with her and seen that Pharaoh's daughter, hey, man, said, I'll take this. And she said, hey, ma'am, hey, I know somebody can take care of this little child while, hey man, while you get everything ready for him and, hey man, get everything situated for him. And she said, go get him. Hey, and she went and got Jochebed. Oh, what Jochebed didn't realize and being what Jochebed had already given over because of the voted choice and their voted decision to follow God. She was blessed with the opportunity to raise him just a little while longer. I believe, and I like this. Whew. I believe when she got a little mold back there, I don't know, he may have been 2-year-old, he may be 1.5-year-old, back when I learned so much, and I believe that she set him on her knee each and every day, each and every moment. Let me tell you something, God's got a plan for you. You should be dead. Oh, but God's got a plan for you. Hey, give glory to God. Don't give up. Don't give in. God's got a plan for you. I believe little old Moses heard that each and every day until the time came when he had to go to Pharaoh's house. Oh, I believe his mama instilled with him the fact that he was special and that God had a plan and that God would do marvelous things through his life. Thank God for mama has told us the same thing many times. God's got a plan for you. Now we've heard that. And we've preached that all our lives. God's got a purpose. God's got a plan. Help us mamas. Help us daddies. Amen. Instill our children, our grandchildren. Amen. Don't give in to the world. Don't listen to the world. You ain't going to live like the world. God's got a plan. God's got a purpose. We're living in a time where the teenage suicide rate seems like going up each and every day. Many of those teenagers and young folks, hey man, that choose to make a decision to take their life, what they would tell you, well, there's just no purpose for me. There's just no plan for me. You see, they've heard that from the world. They've heard that from society. They've heard that from, hey man, everything around the peer pressure. Well, nobody cares about me. Nobody loves me. Oh, help us instill our kids before they get to those ages. Hey man, Amen. When that time comes, when the devil whipping their heels, amen, you ain't no purpose for you. Yet that spirit, amen, will bring up the remembrance those times that you as a mama, amen, preach to them and say, yeah, you got a purpose, you got a purpose, you got a purpose. God's got a plan, God's got a plan. Don't listen. Help us instill in our kids. They get tired of hearing it. Amen. God's got a purpose. God's got a plan. Don't listen to what this world, don't listen to what society, don't listen to what the devil tells you. God's got a plan and God's got a purpose. Amen. Can I say, had Jochebed not done what she did, I know God would probably raise up another Moses, but yet Moses would not have the privilege to be the father, amen, of the Israelite nation. You see, God had a plan. Yet Moses could look back and say, thank you, Mama. Thank you. Perry, God had a plan for your life. God had a plan for Patrick. God had a plan for Lance. And I believe you all could look back, and I've heard you make that same statement, say, thank you, Mama. Many times you didn't understand, many times you didn't want to give in to that plan. Amen. The dedication, devotion that your mother showed. Sometimes, amen, it was unpopular again. Hey, you look back now where you're at and say, thank you, Mama. I think everybody in this building can say the very same thing. The upbringing that we were brought under, it was because of a mother that loved you. Also a mother that loved God above all, that allowed her to be who she would because of her relationship with the Lord. Can I say that, and I said it on the broadcast, you can be a good mother and not know the Lord. You can have the love of a mother and how you can raise your kids good and do for them in the way that you need to and not be saved. But yet, it enhances it even more when you come to the realization of your need of a Savior. Because there is a love that comes from God. Hey man, that loves us enough. You look in the scriptures, you'll find out that God's love for the nation of Israel is compared to the love of a mother. Amen. How a mother comforted the Israel. He said, I've comforted you the same way. Hey, I've done for you just like a mother would. Hey, and why would God come to? Because there's a special love, a special comfort about a mom that a dad don't show. Thank God for mom. Thank God for mother. We ought to be thankful for the opportunity God gave us to have the mother that we have had. Those that have taught us the way of God, made those difficult situations, choices, amen, in the midst of difficult circumstances. Those that have made that dedicated, amen, daring decision to, amen, walk with God when He wasn't popular. Amen. To live for God when it wasn't. Amen. Everybody else say, why don't you just live like the world? It'd be all right. Amen. It's a difficult time that we're living in today. A world that does not acknowledge God. A world that does not acknowledge the existence of God. Amen. Does not want anything to do with God. I know it's a difficult time that we live in. But make that daring choice. I just live for God. Amen. Make that daring decision in the midst of this difficult time. Show your kids and your grandkids. I'm going to trust God. Because God's got a purpose for my kids. God's got a plan for them. And that plan, amen, is seen through me also. That I can show them the love that I have for God. That they can come to know that same God. What about it, Mom? Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? What about it, Mom? Hey, man, are we daring to be different just like Jochebed? Are we daring, amen, to make, amen, decisions that God might take our children, amen, and do what the plan He has for them in the midst of a dangerous time? Oh, little did she know that in the midst of that dangerous time, God was going to raise up that son. But to be the deliverer, to deliver the children of Israel out of Egyptian bondage into the Canaan land. Little did she know, but thank God. I believe old Moses could look back maybe toward the end of his life and say, Thank you, Mom. When you look back and see what all God had allowed him to do because of that precious mama's decision in the midst of a dangerous, a difficult circumstance, having to make a choice that she wanted her child to live for God's purpose, for God's plan in her life. Thank you, Mom. All look back and say, thank you, Mom. Maybe you're here today. Maybe the Lord has dealt with your heart. You've never trusted Him as the Lord of your life. No greater day would it be for you to come to this altar and say, Lord, I want to be that mom that loves my children with a love that comes from you by loving you and trusting you to come into my life as the Lord and Savior of my life. Oh, Lord, help me to be what I need to be. Can I say today it is the relationship that we have with the Lord Jesus Christ through salvation that allows us to be able to fulfill the plan that God has got for our life. Amen. That plan that God got for each and every life of each and every one in here is the plan of salvation. The Bible said God not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. The plan of God is not that you perish, not that anyone dies and goes to hell, but that everybody accepts a wonderful gift of salvation. Amen. And goes to heaven. That is God's plan. But honey, if we don't make the choice to follow God's plan, then it's out of His hands. You see, it's our decision. Jacoby made that choice to follow the plan that God had for her. Now, it's your opportunity. Are we going to make that choice to follow the plan that God had for us? That main plan is the plan of salvation. If you're here today, you've never trusted Him, but Lord of your life, God wants to save you. God wants to touch you. God wants to bring you to the place of salvation and we can be Lord and Savior of your life. Child of God, God's plan for our life is that we do what that brings honor and glory upon the name of God. That we look to Him for every need in our life and everything that we stand in need of. Follow His plan for our life. God's got a plan. God's got a plan for you. God's got a plan for me. Can I look and say, thank you, Mom? Thank you. We can all look back and say, thank you, Mom. Amen, for the things that they've done for us that allow God to be able to show us the plan that He's got for our life. Every head bowed, that's the message.